Hey guys, welcome back to my show. Today's episode, I have an amazing guest with me today. Her name is Sadie Fine. Some of you may already know her by a song called Class of 2024, which I spoke to many high schoolers in this generation and beyond. Hi Sadie, how are you today?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. So please introduce yourself.
Well, I'm Sadie Fine. I'm a 17-year-old singer-songwriter from Clarksville, Tennessee, and I do some pop, and I kind of just write about what's going on in my life, and yeah.
That's awesome. So when you think about music, what comes to your mind?
It's like a diary for me. It's what I use to cope with everything that's going on in my life.
That's awesome, because I think, like, you know, that actually is how music is for pretty much a lot of people. Because for me personally, when I think of music, I think of storytelling, I think of community and family and all those amazing things that make up your life. And I think music just helps us express ourselves in a third dimension and gives us that, like, feeling of being loved and having that connection with people we do not even know.
Yeah, I agree. I think music is just a great way to get to know people on a deeper level, like just hearing their experiences through their words and their melodies, and it's I don't know, it's amazing.
Absolutely. And I think that's just like the essence of music, honestly, right? Where like people can just learn about each other just through music. Like, you don't even have to say hi or hello to them, or like, you know, do any of that sort of thing. You can just, like, you know, sing a song to them and, like, you know, play piano for them or do something like that, and they're already jamming to your tunes and talking to you. And it's a great way to, like, get introduced to a whole new set of people who could either even be your fans or even could just be new friends you make through the process, like producers, record labels. I know sometimes they become friends because that's how you get the process to work if you're working with someone.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite things. I've become really close with a lot of my people that I write with or produce with, because you get to know each other fast, because you have to talk about things that are pretty deep. In order to come up with, like, a really good song, I feel like just coming from your deepest emotions is the best way.
For sure. I mean, like, it's the, like, you know, the ingredients required for a good song. Like, if you don't have the connection with your producer or, like, with the people you work with to get your song to happen, it often loses its meaning sometimes, especially if, you know, you're so much into, like, getting the song out and not into the production of it and, like, the people kind of help it. So I know you've worked with, like, Stephen Scarbeck, so and his previous projects have included Spice Girls, Amy Winehouse, and more. So how's that experience like for you?
It was amazing. He's a super nice guy, and he just has amazing ideas. He's so nice. One of my favorite artists of all time is Amy Winehouse, and he was so generous whenever I went into his studio to let me hear all of her unreleased music from whenever she was really, really young, and let me in on some insider details that are gonna be coming out soon. He was, I'm pretty sure, involved in the movie that is coming out about Amy Winehouse, and yeah, he's a great guy. It was so fun.
That's so cool. I mean, I think it's out of the world. You're 17 and you're already doing so many great things. I only can wish you the best. I mean, this is just amazing for you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So being a senior in high school, how do you balance schoolwork and music?
Ooh, it's a little difficult. I think this year it's a little bit easier because at my school, your senior year, you can have early dismissal. So I get out at 12 o'clock, so it's not too terrible, and I only have 5 classes. But before, it was really, really difficult because I take all advanced classes, and I'm in a few college classes as well, and I've been doing that since my sophomore year of high school. So it was definitely a struggle. I care a lot about school and my grades, but music was obviously one of my top priorities. So I feel like I'm passionate about both, so it made it easy because I care about both a lot. But it definitely gets a bit frustrating. There'd be times where I'd be coming home at 1 in the morning doing my homework after I'd just gotten done with a gig. So
wow, yeah, I think, like, of course, like with like high schoolers especially, like when you're younger, you can kind of balance it a little bit easily. Like, you know, if you're an elementary student, you don't have too much work. And also, like, we see less of elementary students pursuing music as like a career per se, like, you know, releasing music and things. But middle school, high school, you know, you start wanting to release stuff, exploring your sound and everything. And that actually gets tough as well, because for me personally, I am a singer-songwriter as well. I release music, and well, I only have released a few in SoundCloud, but you know, it gets tough sometimes, especially when you juggle like schoolwork and like other personal things you have to do, like, you know, doing errands and all of that. For me, I struggle to like kind of like how do I put this, like put the things in a way that you can do every single thing. But for me, more than singing songwriting, I actually perform outside. So basically this thing over here called School Frog. I think you might have a branch where you live too, but School Frog is like this place where like young musicians just play music and play shows everywhere, and so I'm part of that. So that's pretty cool. So it's like twice a week, a couple hours, so it's not like a big commitment. But when it comes to my own music, like when I'm singing, songwriting and doing things like that, it takes time because ideas don't just pour out of me sometimes. Sometimes I actually have to sit and think about it. And I think this is actually funny because I have a poster in my room right now. I'm gonna just read out of it. Inspiration exists, but it has to find you working. So basically, I have to actually work for my inspiration to hit me. And so sometimes that becomes tricky because I'm trying to write like a song while I'm doing, I don't know, English, for example. So I have like a bunch of songs about Macbeth for some reason, because like I'm trying to write a Macbeth essay while writing a song. So then a Macbeth song is just born. But the point I'm trying to make is, yeah, it's amazing how you're able to like, you know, manage both school and music and put out such amazing songs.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing that you're juggling it all too. That's definitely a talent at itself.
Thank you. If you could talk to any single songwriter, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
I think I'd really like to talk to Amy Winehouse. I said it before, but she's my favorite artist ever. And I think there's so much about her story that just like, it hasn't been told. And I love to hear her perspective on everything that has happened in her music career and her life, because I think she's just an incredible artist. And yeah, I just find her so interesting.
That's amazing. For me, I think like, you know, Amy Winehouse is such a powerhouse. Like, she's the biggest powerhouse, like, in terms of pop music and rock music. But for me, I would choose, like, you know, Olivia Rodrigo, because I know she's, like, an up-and-coming artist, right? And so I would love to, like, you know, chat with her and see what goes on in her mind when she thinks about creating music. Because I know she does a lot of heartbreak songs, but at the same time, she has, like, this aspect of her that no one, like, talks about. You know, she has, like, this relationship with singers like Billy Joel, and I think it would be really cool to see her thoughts on like Billy Joel / Olivia Rodrigo collabs or something in the future, because I think it would be really interesting to see Piano Man play with her. I know she has done a couple of like collabs together in some of her tours in the past, but it would be really interesting to have like a song with them together, and I think that would be really cool.
I think that would be really cool. She's got like an edge that I don't think a lot of artists nowadays have. She just has something very cool about her.
Exactly. And I think since she's only like a she's not a teenager anymore. She just hit her 21 year milestone. But
yeah.
But like, she still is on the younger spectrum. It just means that she's so much going on, so many new opportunities she can get. Same like you, you know. Like, in fact, you're younger, so like you have so many things. And I think that's just the best part about starting young. Like, I'm going to be turning 16 in a month, and so it's going to be really good, because like once you turn 16 or once you hit like milestones, you have more opportunities coming your way. For example, for 18, I think you can start performing at like open mics, and then for 16 you can start performing like, you know, busking if you're interested in that kind of thing. And then 21, I think you have more opportunities. So like, it just opens up so many things, and I think that just by being young, you kind of open up yourself for many opportunities that you may not have if you were, I don't know, 49. But at the same time, being 49 versus being, I don't know, our age, it may not even make a difference, because at the end of the day, creativity is just creativity. And like, if you have it, then you can just do it at any age, even if you're like 100 even.
I mean, that's, I feel like being younger is definitely like, it's very, it's great in the music industry, but it's also a little bit of a setback. Like in Nashville, for instance, you can't really play at a lot of places until you're 18 or 21. So that's been, I'm a little excited to turn 18 because of that reason, but yeah.
Oh yeah, it's a good point actually, because over here as well, I think in San Francisco, right, we do not have a lot of playing opportunities unless like you're part of school rock or some other like, you know, place that allows you, gives the opportunity within their school itself. Like for me, most of the shows and stuff I've played are part of the school rock program and not like separate, like maybe like a few community things here and there, but like not like actual venues like, you know, the Grill House or like, you know, things like that. But I know like over here sometimes people perform at the pizzeria, like they ask the person and like, can we perform here, and then you just perform there for free kind of thing. But I think like, you know, as we grow older we also get more experience, like music classes, there's like so many ways you can just learn through your songs, and I think that's just the amazing part of music. You can just keep learning, there's never like this end point where like, oh, I've learned everything about pop music, I'm ready to like launch myself into the world. You're ready to launch yourself in the world the moment you start singing and songwriting, but like, I guess it just depends on your own personal interest or whether you even want to do something where you have to release something out.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like, where was I going with this? I forget what I was gonna say, but yeah, I agree.
So my last and final question for you, this is always the biggest one because every single songwriter has different things to say about this. But what is your advice for singer-songwriters?
What'd you say? Sorry, you cut out a little bit.
Sorry, advice for singer-songwriters.
Advice? I'd say that just be true to yourself and write what you feel, because I feel like I used to do this thing where I would worry that nobody would connect with how I feel, but you have to think there's so many people in the world, somebody is gonna feel how you feel. So just write how you feel and put it out there and be confident in it, and I think people will connect if you are authentic to yourself.
That's great advice. I think I think just being authentic, again, most of my episodes I'm always talking about being authentic and like being true. That's why like, you know, when I do interviews even, like I do not like embellish them with like fancy like edits or anything. I just keep them raw. Like I remember I was stammering in one of the bits where I was trying to figure out what I was trying to say. And so I'm just going to keep it because I think it's important for people to know that even if you're recording, of course, right now it may seem unprofessional to people, but like, I think since like that mess up is not that bad, to be honest, so like just keeping it shows that, you know, you're a person, you make mistakes, and you're not going to add like, you know, filters to the thing to make it seem better. Even of course, like just letting it be true, and like in terms of music as well, just doing what you love. I mean, if you love rock music, then do rock music, and if you love country, do country. Because what happens, again, as you said, like you lose yourself when you start doing things that other people want. And I think it's very important to keep that thing in mind, especially as teenagers, where like, you know, we are always swayed from side to side based on what the popular person says. They're like, oh, the popular person says they love let's say, I don't know, Americana music or something like that, then you follow that bandwagon and say, I like that too, even though you may not even like it, maybe it's your least favorite, I don't know. And so just staying true to you, what you love, what you like, what you want to pursue is very important, especially when you are easily swayed between two sides of the same coin.
Yeah, I feel like today that's such like, it just happens, like you said, like adding filters, like everything is, a lot of people are very unauthentic, and I feel like being one of the people that can be yourself out of the tons of people that are on social media and putting out things that just aren't really them, I feel like it's just so unique to be yourself.
Absolutely. Again, like Instagram has filters. I personally use them a lot. Like I'm trying to reduce the fact how many times I use it, and you know, just, you know, stay like neutral. Like, you know, if I'm putting a filter on, like, you know, like those extreme ones where like they change how your face looks like completely.
Yes.
You can't even recognize yourself. I stopped using those, but like, you know, I'm trying to start like, you know, limiting it a little bit more so that I'm only using like those, you know, the tiny sparkle ones, which just add sparkle to your face, but not like the point where you look unrecognizable. So like, you know, yeah. I guess it just is up to us as people to like slowly kind of move away from filters and just start posting our authentic selves.
Yeah, exactly. I agree.
This was an amazing chat. I love talking to you, Sadie, and I wish you all the best. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. So anyways, guys, this is the end of the episode. I hope you liked our conversation with Sadie Fine. I'll be linking Sadie's website in the show notes for you to check out her music and support her on her musical journey. Thank you so much, everyone, and have a great evening.